knows that trust is stronger than not trusting, and that trust will protect you in a way that not trusting will never do. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. See, it's scary because that means, again, I've got to make the initial step. At some point, I've got to go on my edge. At some point, I've got to give some love. I've got to give some openness. See, I'm trying to get everything without me making the move. I want everything to come. I want everything to come to me, and then after it comes to me, then I'll give you the love. See, it's not I'm giving you love. It's now I'm walking around every day looking for somebody who's gonna love me. I'm looking for somebody who's gonna love me. So everywhere I go, I see there's another opportunity to achieve my goal, which is to get somebody to love me, like me, notice me. That's what I really want. Notice me. So I got to make sure I get some clothes to get me noticed. I got to make sure I'm the size that gets me noticed. I got to make sure I got the money that gets me noticed. I got to make sure that I have the intelligence that gets me noticed. Because every situation is just another opportunity for me to make myself special. And that's the purpose of every situation I go in, is for it to be about me. So therefore, I'm not giving love anywhere. I'm coming to get. And when I see somebody who I can get something from, and they see that they can get something from me, and we both see it at the same time, we see a relationship made in heaven. We both got something we can get from each other. I'm attracted to you for what I can get. You're attracted to me for what I can get. And we both attracted to each other. God, that's, I'm in love with you. Wow. Wow. You give me the specialness I need. Thank you. That's my crack. You know, take it away from me, and you'll see me just go into withdrawal and go crazy, just like a person who's not getting their drug. I just go out of my mind. That's not love. That's fear. That's fear. What we call love is fear. I'm in love with you, but I'm scared to death I could lose you. Then that's fear. If I loved you and you loved me, the last thing on my mind would be that I could lose you. I couldn't lose you if I love you. That's the meaning of love, is that I can't lose you. You know, so I had to learn the difference between love and fear, because I used to go into relationships thinking I was going into love and I was going into a special form of fear. Mm-hmm. And then I would be shocked when it would end. But I didn't really know what should have happened, because I really didn't set the goal of truth and fantasy. I set the goal of us going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
People, you know, I set the goal at that level. But to set the goal at the level I want truth and sanity and peace with the people in my life, I don't get around to that. But I will say I want to go to the movie with you. Okay, I want to go to the movie with you. What for? Because the real deal is what I want to go to the movie with you for. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go to the movie with you so we can experience more joy, more truth, more sanity, and more peace in the form of going to a movie. Or if I'm the kind of person who doesn't love myself, we're going to have an argument in the movie. We're going to have an argument about the movie and what movie we're going to see. You see what I'm saying? If my goal is conflict, then I'll take any situation in my life to achieve that goal. And if my goal is peace, I'll take the very same situation and we end up having a wonderful time. All situations are neutral, but you have no neutral thoughts or ideas about them. And it's your thought or idea that you're going to receive back out of the situation. But every situation is neutral. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why it's so important to decide what you want in advance, so that you can know what to do in every situation, because if you don't have a goal, then evaluation is impossible, and there's no way for you to really know what's going on if you don't have a goal. I have to know I want to come to this church, and by knowing that I want to come to this church, it helps me make decisions about which way to turn. But if I didn't have a goal, I wouldn't know which way to turn. I'd just turn down any street. So if you're going through life without a goal, you just go down any street. And you go down any street, in any relationship, in any situation, and you just hope it turned out all right. You're willing to let the situation determine your experience of it. And that's what the unconscious mind does. It's innocent, but it's unaware.
I like that word, unaware.
You hear me? It's got me. I love it when I get to that Course in Miracles quiet, that point where you can hear a pin drop in the room. Because you know, wait a minute. Because what you're probably doing right now is a lot of your situations and circumstances have been revealed to you. And you're having to deal with it right now. You're having to deal. You know, based on what he just said.
Thank you.
Damn, everything in my life unreal. Oh, I got an unreal this or an unreal that or this. You know, I really haven't been setting goals. Oh, my God, my goal must not be to experience the kind of peace that I thought it was. See, when you hear the truth, it brings up everything that's not the truth in you to be released. That's how you can tell when you're hearing the truth. If you're hearing the truth, then it's going to bring up any untruth or anything that you're doing that's not for your own best interest or not helping you. That's the beauty of it, is that it takes all those things that you are subconsciously doing to yourself and brings them up into your awareness so you can choose against them now and no longer have to put yourself through that again. But as long, you know what I'm saying? But as long as you don't... You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Yeah. As long... Look. Poison that you know somebody's putting in a cup will kill you as fast as the poison that you don't know somebody's putting you in the cup, putting in your cup. Yeah. Thoughts that you don't know that you have are still doing their thing, and just because you don't know about them doesn't mean the thought isn't doing its thing any more than the poison wouldn't be doing its thing if you didn't know it was in the cup. You're powerful, and you're not a victim. I'm going to stop right here. And then I'm going to do a little quick recap. Because this next section, this next part of the section, I do not want to run through that. The last two paragraphs are just too incredible for me to rush through. So what we want to do is make sure we got the point of this one before we go to the next one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, thank you.
Look, I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Thank you for sharing with me in the love offering. I teach the Course in Miracles full time. That's all I do in the world. That's my function. So thank you for your love offerings. It allows me to live and do what I do in the world. So I appreciate that. I do it on a love offering basis because I want anybody to be able to come to my class regardless of their financial situation.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because there's nothing more important than remembering it. You will forget it when you walk out of this room in most cases. You will. It's not saying that you're unintelligent or anything like that. It's just that what we're saying here is so opposite to what the world teaches us and what we teach ourselves and the way that our minds are programmed that when we walk out of the door, we just revert back to our old way of thinking.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. I'm talking, Chuck. Hold on.
Sorry.
That's okay, you understand? And so you revert back to your old way of thinking as soon as you walk out of the door. And then you won't remember what I said. And you may find yourself saying something like, I really want you to come to this class. And they say, what is it about? And you say, I don't know, you just need to come. You just need to come. Trust me. Because you can't really say what you heard. But you did hear it. It's just that you heard it in another part of your mind that you don't usually access in your everyday life that's going to become your predominant mind. And then it's going to be the one that thinks the fearful thoughts that is going to be the one you forget about. And that's going to trip you out when you start finding yourself simply not being able to be afraid, angry, or weary. Because your mind is now rooted in this other side that says, okay, I'm getting ready to go in this situation. First thing I'm going to do is decide what I want to happen in this situation before I even go in this situation. And I'm going to see if I can make everything I do when I come into this situation be a way to get my goal achieved. You see what I'm saying? When you get to that point, that's how you know you're coming out of your real mind. When you get to that point that you're saying to yourself, I'm not going to just find myself in situations and hope I can make the best out of it. I'm no longer going to just let situations determine the outcome in my life. And so people say, well, what should I ask for? Well, if you don't know what to ask for, just ask for peace and sanity. Say, I want peace and sanity in this situation. Start there. You'll be amazed at just what that wanting peace sincerely will bring you as much peace as being able to be peaceful all the time. It's amazing. All I had to do was want to be more loving, and I noticed that more loving people started to come into my life. I just had to just want to connect with people more, and I noticed the opportunities to connect stuff. So I went, that's interesting. I'm not to the point yet that I can do this completely, but just having a sincere desire for it seems to be drawing to me the opportunities to experience it. Because if I really want love, who would be an easier person to learn it from than somebody that I loved? It's hard to learn it from somebody that I hate. That's the old school way. The old school way is, I want to learn how to love, so I'm going to take the toughest person in my life that I can't hardly stand, and I'm going to work as hard as I can on getting to the point that I say that I love them. That's the old